Yeah, I'm about to step in the ring for the fight of my life. Hit my knees and I strap on my gloves. Boy, I've been prepping since like I was 7. And thing is, I'm already covered in blood. Walking in love, this for the ones who've been stuck in the mud. Searching for hope, trust me, I know what it feel like to drown in my problems, but God came and threw me the rope.
Welcome to another episode of the Real Man Project Podcast. I'm your host, Jeff Meeks.
Hey guys, happy Tuesday. Welcome to another episode of the Real Man Project Podcast, where every week we come together and we dive deep into the world of personal growth, core values, leadership training, business growth, mindset, motivation, and documentation of things that men and women should know and apply to silence that inner bitch voice, rise above our circumstances, wake the fuck up, and awaken that inner beast that it takes to become the very best and most authentic version of ourselves. I'm your host, Jeff Meeks, entrepreneur, sales expert, certified John Maxwell leader, teacher, trainer, coach, and speaker. And on this podcast, I'm your guide towards self-improvement and leadership. Now, guys, last week we spoke on the law of intentionality, basically living a life of intention. And in order to live that life, you must close the growth gaps that are holding you back. And today, I will make you aware of those gaps. We're going to explore each one and offer insights to help you bridge them. So guys, if you're ready, grab your notebooks, paper, pens, pencils, crayons, paintbrushes, flashcards, whatever you got around you to take some notes. And let's get ready to dive into the message and talk some real man shit. So guys, I'm just going to jump right in, if you don't mind. The first growth gap is the assumption gap. Now, this is when we assume that we'll automatically grow without any effort on our part. The deep insight here is that growth requires intentional action. We must actively seek out opportunities for growth and be willing to put in the work. Guys, now, in the case of growth and personal development, as a human being, unlike when we were young and we wanted to grow bigger, get taller, get bigger, muscular, so forth, right? Actually grow. You cannot just work hard and hope and grow over time. You must be intentional on increasing your lid, which is your potential, and your self-development, which is growth. The second gap is the knowledge gap. Now, many people fail to grow because they lack the necessary knowledge. The biggest takeaway for me here is that learning is a lifelong journey. We must commit to constantly expanding our knowledge and skills if we want to continue growing. Guys, you know that I'm an advocate and a catalyst for learning. I always say, in order to earn more, we must learn more. The same goes with growth and self-development. Guys, there's tons of resources available for you to learn. There's books, audibles, blogs, podcasts. I know a great one. I know a guy that puts on one called the Real Man Project Podcast that drops a lot of knowledge, gives you a lot of good tips. But guys, you know, seminars, workshops, but the most important, guys, is getting a mentor. Finding someone that has everything in life that you want, or maybe they don't have everything in life, right? You could have multiple mentors. Maybe they just have one aspect in life that you want. Maybe they're just highly successful in business and you want to be that as well. So you want to get around them. I just encourage you to do it and to do it today. Guys, next up is the timing gap. This is the gap between knowing and doing. Huge difference. The insight here is that procrastination is the enemy of growth. Guys, I read a book once, and it was based on stagnation, being stagnant, not growing, being one of the worst things that in life can happen to you. The book, even, and I'll find the book, and on the next episode, I will release that name of that book. But it talks about how the enemy, however you want to look at that, whether it be that you think the enemy is bad luck, karma, Satan, the devil, however you believe, right? The enemy will place stagnation in your life and make you feel like it's okay, that you've made it, that you've came and you've arrived when you really haven't, and you become stagnant. You become comfortable. So guys, stop procrastinating. Stop being stagnant. Move forward. Break out of those comfort zones. We mustn't take immediate action on our goals and not wait ever for the perfect moment. We all know there's never a perfect moment. Now, guys, one of the things that goes hand in hand with the timing gap is the difference between knowing, deciding, and actually doing, right? Dr. John C. Maxwell, one of my mentors, he tells a story, and I spoke on this in one of the earlier episodes. I think it's around episode five or six. Don't quote me on that. But he talks about the story of the five frogs. And it goes like this. Five frogs are sitting on a log. Four decide to jump off. How many are left? I'll say that again. Five frogs sitting on a log. Four decide to jump off. How many are left? If you said one, you're wrong. Let me explain. Four of the frogs decided to jump. Nowhere did I say they actually did jump. The takeaway here is there's a huge difference between actually knowing, deciding, and actually doing. So I hope that resonates. I hope that story paints a good picture in your brain. Now, let's address the mistake gap. Many people fear failure and avoid taking risks, which hinders and stunts their growth. Guys, the insight here is that mistakes are an essential part of the learning process. We must embrace failure as an opportunity to learn and grow. Guys, there's a great acronym for fear. And I want you to write this down. F-E-A-R. False evidence appearing real. So failure is just false evidence. It's going to happen, but it does not just straight stop you. It doesn't just, unless you let it, but it doesn't just straight corrupt everything that you are doing and working forward. It doesn't have to be a place that you let affect you and not let you grow. Failure is a part of the process, guys. We must trust the process. I have failed way more times than I've succeeded. You'll often hear me say that I'm a 24-year overnight success by failure. Guys, fail. Learn from that failure. Keep going. Succeed, then fail again, but trust the process. Keep going. The fifth gap, guys, is the perfection gap. Now, this is when we wait for everything to be perfect before taking action. The insight here is that perfection is just an illusion. It really is. We must strive for progress, not perfection, and be willing to correct course along the way. The timing will never be right. Start today. Guys, Tim Ferriss is someone that I listen and I plug into a lot. He's got a great book called The 4-Hour Workweek, one of the first self-improvement and business books that I read, other than, you know, Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. But guys, I encourage you to read that book. He even speaks on correcting course. Matter of fact, he tells a story about someone wanting to do something like quit their job and open their own business. And so he says, listen, draw out a T-bar, like, you know, a column where you put pros and cons, but I want you to write up on the left side, worst case scenario, absolutely worst thing that could happen. And then on the right side, the best possible scenario, the very best thing that can happen. And write down, sorry guys, write down every single thing that could be the very worst possibility. You know, things could be like, if you're going to quit your job, you could go broke. You could start your business and become a failure. But the best case scenarios could be that you quit your job, you get more freedom, you get more time to spend with your family, you become a successful entrepreneur. And guys, correcting the course along the way is take action now. And listen, I promise you, if you're an asset to the company that you work with now and you exit properly, or even if not with that same company, if you are an expert in your field and for some reason your company goes belly up, I promise you, you can immediately go get a job and get hired somewhere. It's called correcting course along the way. Guys, number six, the inspiration gap. Sometimes we lack the motivation to pursue our goals. Now, my takeaway here is that inspiration alone is not enough. We must cultivate discipline and consistency to stay committed to our growth journey. Guys, great formula to live by. Motivation, inspiration will always get you started, but you must have discipline to keep going. The number seventh growth gap is the comparison gap. This is when we compare ourselves to others and feel inadequate. The insight and my takeaway here is that comparison is the thief of joy. We must focus on our own progress and celebrate our own unique journey. Keep your eye on your own ball. If you're constantly scoreboard watching, which means you're constantly looking at everyone else's success, you're actually going to hinder yours. It's all happened. I guarantee at some point you guys have been on the social media, just scrolling, just trolling, I call it. And you find somebody that you look up to or that maybe that you know, and you're like, man, that person's having a lot of success. Why am I not? Why am I not there? You get trapped in that rat hole. And you literally are wasting time scoreboard watching. Stop yourself. Say, listen, is this moving me forward? I talked about it on the last episode. And most of the time during the day, if I'm doing something like some bullshit, like scrolling on social media, I immediately am triggered to ask myself, is this making me money? Is this moving my life forward? Is this for the betterment of my family's life? And if not, I switch gears and I get back to doing what does. Next is the expectation gap. Now, this is when our expectations don't align with reality, leading to disappointment. And what I want you guys to grasp here is that we must set realistic, attainable goals and be patient in reaching them. Guys, Rome wasn't built in a day, and neither is your personal growth. If you know me, guys, I'm always talking and preaching on setting goals, having a blueprint, knowing where you want to go. Clarity. Guys, without clear, specific, attainable goals, you're just a warner in generality. You're not a meaningful specific. And here, guys, here's a good source. Go on YouTube, type in SMART goals, S-M-A-R-T, goals. Check it out. Promise you won't be disappointed. And guys, the last growth gap, but certainly not the least, is the communication gap. This is when we fail to communicate our goals and needs effectively. And my takeaway that I want to give you is that accountability is the key to growth. We must surround ourselves with a supportive community that aligns with everything that you're about to help us be accountable to our goals. I encourage you guys, get into inner circles. I'm part of the John Maxwell certification team. I'm a leader underneath John Maxwell, Mark Cole, Chris Robinson, and the rest of the team. I host my own masterminds. I've got the Real Project, the Real Man Project movement. And I'm part of Arete Syndicate, which is an inner circle with Andy Frisella and Ed Milet. Get in the rooms with the right people. Join masterminds, because that's where you're going to find those mentors. That's where you're going to find those accountability partners, those people that are aligned with your goals. Guys, invest in yourself by all means necessary. Great quick story. My mentor, John Maxwell. At that time, he was just John Maxwell. Very beginning of his personal growth journey. Guys, he sought out someone at that time that was big into self-improvement, self-actualization, self-awareness, self-improvement. His name was Kurt Kampmeyer. And Kurt's program back then, you know, I'm assuming, which you're not supposed to assume, but I'm thinking, you know, 25 years, 30 years ago. No, because for 40 years, John Maxwell has actually been. So 40 years ago, there it is. This program based around self-development was $799. Now, back then, this was before credit cards. So John Maxwell and his wife delayed gratification for 6 months. They cut and trimmed the fat. They looked at what they were spending and where they could save. And after 6 months, I can just only imagine, you know, John Maxwell and his wife eating tuna fish out of the can, so to speak, peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, just so that he can save up enough money to buy Kurt's program. And it taught him a lot. And look where that 6 months of delayed gratification and $799 took John Maxwell today. Now he is known as Dr. John C. Maxwell. He is the authority on growth and leadership. He's got leaders in every single country across the world. And he's the GOAT. Guys, it's all about what's more important to you. If it's not that important, stay where you're at. Guys, if leadership and growth is not important to you, please don't listen to this podcast. I don't care. I want people to plug in that want to learn, want to take notes, and want to apply so that one day they can say, hey, Jeff, your podcast resonated with me. Man, I tell you what, I got a great message about 2 weeks ago from a buddy here that's locally in Pinellas County, St. Petersburg, Florida. And he said, hey, Jeff, I got to thank you. I started my pool company based on your recommendations and your podcast. And I was scared. I didn't know if I was going to be successful. But just in a short few months, he's become wildly successful. Man, that makes me emotional. You know, it's such a great feeling to know that I'm resonating with people out there, that they're taking the things that I am studying and preparing and putting together to put on this podcast for you guys to learn. It means the world to me. I'm so excited for some of you out there that are actually going to grasp this movement and run with it and stay with me, because we're not going anywhere. We're just getting started. 33 episodes in, man, we're just a baby in this racket right now. Guys, I encourage you as I wrap up this episode, I'll leave you with this. Bridging these 9 growth gaps requires intentionality, courage, and willingness to step outside our comfort zones. Get comfortable being uncomfortable. It will serve you well. I promise you that. Now listen, I've got a challenge. I challenge you this week to identify which one of the 9 growth gaps are holding you back. And I want you to write that gap down, and I want you to write down some intentional steps that you can take to overcome and bridge that gap. Guys, remember, as you go out there this week, personal growth is a journey, not a destination. And a journey of 1,000,000 miles starts with that first step. Get started today. Guys, that's it for this week. Man, I apologize for getting a little emotional there. One of the things that I love about what I stand for in the movement is raw, real, unedited. I don't send this off to a team to chop it up and remove when I cough or I sneeze or I make a mistake, I mispronounce a word. Guys, what this world needs right now is real motherfucking people. People that are real with themselves, unapologetically real. Unapologetically themselves. Guys, real recognizes real, period. Someone gets around me, I immediately find and I feel their energy. I find their vibe. I can tell within the first 5-10 seconds of meeting somebody if they're a real motherfucker or if they're just putting on a mask and putting on a show. So I hope this resonates, guys. I hope this resonates with at least one of you out there. That's all. That's why I started the movement, is to help one person. Guys, I hope you got some value out of this episode. I encourage you, be a blessing to someone else. Share the show. Like the show. Leave a review. If you'd like to be on the show, go to therealmanprojectpodcast.com. Therealmanprojectpodcast.com. Click on the button that says be a guest. Fill out the lead form. My team and myself will review, and we'll get you an invite to get on the show. Guys, next week, I'm excited. Man, I've got a guy in my community. His name's Brad Dement. Not sure if anybody's listening knows him, but man, this kid, I can call him a kid. He's 24 years old. And man, he's just eons ahead of where I was at the age of 24. And I'm excited to bring him on the show, get to know him a little bit better, interview him. Hopefully his message will resonate with some of you guys. So check in next week to the Railman Project podcast. It'll be episode number 35. Yeah, episode 35, guys. 15 away from the big 5-0, the big mo, the big momentum. Guys, I love you. Go out today and be great. Serve someone that cannot in any way, shape, or form pay you back, even if it's simple as a kind gesture. I'm so excited for a lot of you. I love you. God bless you. And remember, until next time, be a beast, not a bitch. See you next week.
Yeah, I'm about to step in the ring for the fight of my life. Hit my knees and I strap on my gloves. Boy, I've been prepping since like I was 7. And thing is, I'm already covered in blood. Walking in love, this for the ones who've been stuck in the mud. Searching for hope, trust me, I know what it feel like to drown in my problems, but God came and threw me the rope.
Hey guys, Jeff Meeks here. I just want to thank you for listening to The Real Man Project. And hey, listen, if you've got some value out of this episode and it resonated with you a little bit, you know, all we ask is that you share the episode with a friend. We ask that you apply some of the things that you actually got out of the podcast and go out there and become the very best version of yourself today. We love you. God bless you. And we look forward to you being here next week on the next episode.